As we walk through the parkland towards Castletown House, with our back to the Liffey, I'm going to say a few words about it. Castletown, a Palladian mansion, was built by William Connolly and his wife Catherine in the 1720s, finished in 1728. Connolly at the time was the Speaker of the Irish House of Commons and was the richest commoner in Ireland by then, having started life as a lawyer. The house itself is of a classical scheme, which is that you had a central block where you lived, and then stables in one wing on a side, and then your kitchens in another wing on the other side. The house and all it stood for would have dominated Arthur's youthful life in Selbridge in the 1730s and 1740s. As well as the house itself, the Connolly family were local philanthropists, having built the Connolly Folly in 1740 and the Wonderful Barn in 1743 in response to the terrible famine of 1740-1741. And it's worth remembering that Arthur's mother died in 1742, possibly weakened by the effects of the famine. The Connollys were major local landlords, owning about 3,000 acres in the general Selbridge and Leixlip area. And of course, they owned Selbridge and Leixlip villages themselves. They were improving landlords by the standards of the time, which was, however, a double-edged sword because the improvements had to be paid for by higher rents paid by their tenants. Landlord-tenant relationships at the time were very settled in this neighbourhood, and a wealthy landlord like the Connollys on good land, like the Liffey Plain, were able to pick and choose from their tenants. So generally, landlord-tenant relationships were difficult in other parts of Ireland, where farming was a matter of survival. In this part of Ireland, it was much more a settled business on the English model. The Connolly family stayed at Castletown until they sold it in 1965. It was then bought by my father in 1967, who restored it with the help of the Irish Georgian Society. It's now owned by the Irish State through the Office of Public Works, who have completed the restoration work and is open throughout the year with a cafe, and it's well worth a visit. From Castletown, it is only a half a mile down the ancient tree-lined drive to Selbridge. This is Arthur Guinness's hometown, where he was born and grew up and started working as a brewer. We'll stroll down the elegant avenue that links Castletown House with the main street in Selbridge. As we leave, we note the fine gates and the church and gate lodge as we leave the estate.